This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
The value of having this game on national television seen by more than a billion viewers and being seen by people in 234 countries, it was billions of dollars of ad value, of impression value. So the interesting thing, when you think about a Super Bowl, you're talking about massive new income for New Orleans citizens, which actually gets then re-spent in the economy at restaurants, at retail, at buying kids clothes for school, at, you know, all those kind of things. So Super Bowl, you know, for all the work it is and all the things that go into it, it is worth a fortune to us.
There's the president of the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau responding to claims about the Super Bowl being good for everyone except the city that hosts it. That's because it's been a big discussion. A lot of people think that there is just way too much around the Super Bowl that the NFL requires. So that's part of the conversation on a lot of sports talk radio this past week, and that's where we get started with our talk radio countdown show. The NFL preseason also is a big item of interest, the players, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 10, this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The focus is on the week ending August 8th, first full week of the month of August. A lot of summertime conversation, the top 10 talk topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com have put together, along with Ken Kessler, the producer of this program, the big talk radio programs and hosts and that sort of thing. Into our heads go these numbers and these ideas. So we'll start at number 10, which is what we have done, and we'll go through to number 1 during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Number 9.
The assassination of Major General Harold Green in Afghanistan brings around the focus once again to the waste, the actual corruption that's gone on in our staying in Afghanistan. So number 9 is highlighted here in a conversation by talk radio host Richard Roper and Anna DeVellantes. Here they talk to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Kinzinger says, while this is tragic, we ought not let this kind of attack take us out of Afghanistan.
Hearing more details about this shooter, we can call him a terrorist, we can call him an assassin, we can call him a criminal, whatever you want to call him, who killed a two-star general, the highest-ranking officer, I believe, ever in Afghanistan in the recent occupation.
Yeah, it's actually the highest kill, I think, since Vietnam. And look, this is no doubt this is a victory for terrorists. Let's be clear about that. But I say that to say this. This is not the time that we back down. This isn't the time we say, you know, this is very tragic and we have a lot of sympathy and empathy for the family, so we need to leave. This is the time that we have to double down on, frankly, our war against terror. It was sad to see. It's very bad. But the other thing to keep in mind is there was a spat in 2012 when there was a lot of insider attacks. It was a intentional move by the Taliban to try to dishearten the American public, to try to make it seem as if the Afghan people were turning against the United States. That's not the case. And so this is a Taliban maneuver that I think ultimately is going to fail, but it's no doubt very tragic. And these kind of attacks have been on a significant decline since 2012. So, you know, we've got to stay vigilant and ensure the right people are in the Afghan military and ensure that we have plenty of security for our folks. But realize we're operating against an enemy that thinks far more decrepit than we do. And we have to be able to react accordingly.
Congressman, let's remind everyone, let's take this moment to remind everyone why we're there, why we're in Afghanistan, and what's going to happen in the timetable given for U.S. troops to accomplish what they would plan to do.
Well, that's a very good point. People tend to forget why we're in Afghanistan, and it was because on September 11th, the largest attack on America was perpetrated by the Taliban sheltering al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We went into Afghanistan, pushed al-Qaeda and the Taliban out, and then unfortunately they resurged. Some can argue it was during the Iraq War, and I think that's pretty right. But What we have now is a situation where the Afghan people very much want to control their own future free of Taliban. Keep in mind, this Taliban also doesn't believe that women are in any way not just equal to men, but don't even really have a right to be in the same room as men. Women don't have a right to education. And the problem is, if we leave, it's not just a tragic situation for Afghanistan, but we have Pakistan right on the border that has their own Taliban issue. And if Pakistan falls, they have 100 nuclear weapons aimed at India. India has 100 nuclear weapons aimed at Pakistan. And the cascading effect, similar to what we're seeing, you know, with what's going on in Syria and what's happening in Iraq, how that's cascading to the whole area of the Middle East, that same thing can happen here. So we're on a timeline right now that the president has announced to be out at the end of 2016. I hope he revises that and says we're going to keep a smaller force of 10,000 people in Afghanistan until the job's complete, because we're very close to having a stable situation there. It's much more stable than it's ever been. The victory isn't like what it was in World War II, where there's a defined moment in which all the troops can come home and we can claim victory. It's a different war and a different time.
Man, do I wish I could vote against that guy. Woof. Adam Kinzinger, my own comment about this. Your comments, too, welcome at 888-302-3684 as we quickly move through the top 10 items on the countdown. The email is doug@dougstefan.com, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, if you'd like to comment. This guy is so, he's our recent occupation of Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan longer than we've ever been anywhere in terms of war. Yeah, we've had people and troops that have stayed in places like Japan and Germany and other areas where we have been over the years involved in conflicts. But the war against terrorism, what is he talking about? This is the biggest waste of money and manpower, American lives, pretty much in the history of the country. And he thinks we ought to stay there? What is he? He talks about going to war with the Taliban. The Taliban's stronger now than they ever have been, because those of you who use drugs support the Taliban, especially heroin, opium, that sort of thing. Where does this guy live? What is he talking about? Adam Kinzinger, if you live in his district, God love you. 888-302-3684. Okay, now let's move on. Number eight is the Obamacare report that's come from Congress. Here's host Howie Carr saying even NPR has turned against the president on this one.
A news story from National Public Radio, again, NPR. NPR is when NPR is onto a scam, and especially a scam that's initiated by Democrats, you know. It's got to be bad, right? A news story from NPR shows the danger of equating health care insurance with health care access as doctors start to turn away patients bearing Obamacare cards. The article quotes Connecticut internist Dr. Doug Girard explaining why he's refusing to take patients enrolled in two of the three Obamacare plans. I cannot accept a plan, he says, where I'm going to be reimbursed at Medicare rates. The NPR story goes on to note that, quote, if reimbursement rates to doctors stay low in Obamacare plans, more doctors could reject those plans. So you're going to have more people getting health insurance. You're going to have millions of illegal aliens coming into the country demanding free health and free health care, and you're going to have fewer and fewer doctors sticking around. You're going to have more and more doctors going into the boutique plans where they just take $1,000, $2,000 a year from anybody who's got the money to pay, and it won't just be the upper class. It'll be everybody that's got $1,000. You'll put off buying the plasma screen TV, and you'll get the health care if you need it. Because, of course, you have to have it, and the illegal alien with the nicer car than you down the road, who doesn't have to pay anything for his Section 8 apartment and doesn't have to pay for his food, and his children don't have to pay for their school lunches, he doesn't need it because, hey, he gets it on the arm. The NPR story goes on to note that if reimbursement rates to doctors stay low, more doctors could reject those plans. No kidding. Anybody who's paid the least bit of attention to existing government health care programs could have seen this coming.
Wow. That is Well, to speak for itself, I'm not sure how you feel about something like that when you hear that, if you're a supporter or not a supporter, but you got to wonder about the future of health care in general in our country because of this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Up next, number 7. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston. It was awesome.
Number 7.
Number 7 on the count is a familiar item, the discussion of the midterm elections coming up this fall and also the presidential race put together. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to political analyst Chia Pagala about whether people are really going to show up at the polls this fall for the elections.
This NBC Wall Street Journal news poll that just came out showing 6 in 10 Americans dissatisfied with the president's job, only a 14% approval rating for Congress. Hey, look, nobody's surprised by this. This is not a big surprise. Here's the surprising thing to me, Chris, is that it doesn't appear that people are willing to go to the polls in November during the midterm elections and really do much about it.
You know, you make a good point. One thing that's somewhat surprising to me is the run it has gotten in the national mainstream media. They're actually reporting that Barack Obama is not doing well. So stop the presses. That's something that's interesting. As we take a look at this, Matt, and listeners, think about this. This is not highly likely voters, though. So this does not, you know, immediately translate to November in midterm. It's 1,000 adults across the board. However, 44% of these polled voted for Obama, 35% voted for Mitt Romney in 2012, and you've got one thing that's startling. Okay, his the 40% approval for Obama is pathetic. Wrong track. Is this country going in the right track or wrong track? 71% right. Wrong track,
right.
And is America, is the United States going to be a better place for your children to live? That's a pretty darn important question. 76%. No, it's not going to be better.
Pretty dramatic. Number 6 coming up next here on our countdown. Stay tuned.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week is a focus on what the ISIS group is doing, those who want an independent state of Iraq and Syria, putting together pieces of the old world order, as it were. That's really what they're doing. If you understand what the history of what is now Iraq was all about, it was divided into three separate areas, and these people seem to want to recreate what used to be. Here are hosts Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about President Obama's comments. The humanitarian airdrops that are going on over Iraq is what he was talking about, and that he has authorized airstrikes. Okay, here we go again, and this time against those perpetrators from ISIS.
The president was considering Iraq airstrikes. That consideration has been granted. There may be targeted military action as it is necessary against ISIS in northern Iraq. And he also mentioned humanitarian food drops to a number of civilians who are trapped in this mountainous area, fearing for their lives because ISIS, it wants one thing and one thing only, which is a Islamic State.
Yeah, if you want to know if this is kind of a big deal, it is.
That's a great question. This was done at 9:30 at night in D.C.,
yeah.
But I don't know how big this is.
No, I think it's a big deal. I think anytime you have the president come out at 9:30 East Coast time at night, and you know, there have been a few times where we've taken the president live at this time of evening. There's a reason for it. And I think that a lot of the news out of Iraq over the last few days, obviously the last few months, but the last few days have been bad. You've got these families who either you're going to be executed or you flee. So they're in this mountainous area with no food. They're starving and they don't have water. So we're going to provide them humanitarian aid. But the other part of it is, are we going to bomb ISIS?
Yeah, right.
And I think when you come out and you say, you know what, we're probably going to bomb them. That's a big deal.
It seems like that's the only alternative when the president said that he has allowed the targeted military action to stop the advance of ISIS. Well, ISIS isn't going to say, oh, okay, we get it. We're going to stop now.
Right.
I think you're right that there is no real stopping unless we get into a military situation, whether it be through just airdrops or not airdrops, military strikes from the air. You got to solve the problem of ISIS. And I don't know how you do that without military action. And I don't know how we get these people. Do we airlift them out of there? Because these people are pretty much sitting ducks. If they try to go back down the mountain, they'll be killed. We can't leave them there. So the president really has now a real conundrum. How much military do you use, and when do you get these people off that mountain?
I'm wondering a
couple
things.
And remember, you said there were thousands.
Yeah, I'm wondering a couple things. Why is the president intervening now? And I wrote two things down for us to think about. One, is it because of the people on the mountain? Or is it because, and he said, the request of the Iraqi government.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one? Is it the other?
Yeah.
Is it none of them? Is it because ISIS continues to be a pain in the rear end, and they're killing people, they're making people get out of the country, there are religious reasons that they're doing this. I wonder why exactly we are getting back into this. Not, it's not like we're going back to war with Iraq.
Not yet.
But if we're sending planes, giving humanitarian aid, that puts pilots in jeopardy, unless we're going to use a drone.
Right.
If we're going to order targeted airstrikes, that also puts American pilots in jeopardy. So why are we doing it? Is it because of the people on the mountain, because the Iraqi government has asked us to, or are we, as Obama said, we don't always intervene, but this is where we're going to intervene.
Yeah, when ISIS says they call for a genocide, and he used that word a number of times, genocide, when a group or a race or a religious part of a country is threatened to be wiped out, sometimes we don't respond, and we've gotten criticized for that. But he also said we protect our people and we support our allies. Well, Iraq, they want to work. They want it to be our allies, and it's really not doing that right now, and protect our people. There are people on the ground there that are Americans that can be threatened by ISIS. I sort of understand, but this looks like we're being dragged back into a military operation. It really does.
Yes. Okay. That's number six. Number five, and the rest of the countdown, or the rest of the items of interest from this week coming up. Stay tuned for that here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Top Radio Countdown.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here it is, GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Number five, coast to coast, border to border. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the hot hits for this past week, the charts of the week of August 4th to the 8th, 2014. The second half, as we work our way toward number one, starts with number five, which is continuing conversation about the immigration situation, the border situation. How does it get reformed, or is it just another failed policy that we've been following for years and years and years? Here's host Tom Collins with Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas about the latest immigration bill, which is working its way through the House.
Let's talk about the border bill. Sum that up for us, and what does it really mean as far as you're concerned?
Well, we set out to do three things, Tom. One is we needed to, you know, beef up our border. Our border is not secure. The president said it was secure, but it's not. And so we put resources, stepped up additional resources to protect the border, reimbursing states if they call up the National Guard. Then, unfortunately, because we've had this huge influx of these children coming into the country, we had to provide a little bit of additional money to process these kids and take care of them until we can, send them back to their families where they belong. And then the other thing is take some actions that would disincentivize this behavior of these kids and parents risking their lives to send them to our country. And so processing them faster, changing the law so that we treat OTMs other than Mexicans the same way that we treat people from Canada and Mexico. We turn them back around and we send them back home. This is a first step. This is what Congress can do. It's what the House plan was. Unfortunately, the Senate left town and didn't take any action on this, Tom. And the president doesn't seem to be very engaged with the border. So I'm not sure where we go from here.
Hmm. Well, it's not surprising that they didn't do anything with it in the Senate, but there have been a lot of bills and things that pass through there. Are there certain things that they're just saying that they have to have before they're even going to look at something, or is it an all-or-nothing deal?
You know, I don't know what's going on. Harry Reid, we have sent over 350 pieces of legislation, many of those that would help create jobs and get our economy back going again. But for whatever reason, Harry Reid just doesn't, they're not doing anything over there. And when they do something, it's spending a bunch of money that we don't have or increasing entitlements. I think what Harry Reid is in a mentality over there of kind of hunkering down because the November elections are not looking too good for some of the Democratic senators.
Number four.
All right, so has that last comment comes from a Republican congressman from Texas, Randy Neugerberger. Here is a focus that perhaps adds some conversation and some salt to that. The number four item this week are the approval ratings, up or down for the president. Here are our hosts, and they're down, by the way. Host Jane Foy and Jay James talking to Sarah Dutton, a reporter for CBS, about the recent poll which CBS conducted showing the president's situation.
You and the old pollsters there at CBS have just been all over the place with this.
We have. We absolutely have. There's lots going on in the world. We have some questions about Israel and Hamas. We asked Americans who they think is most to blame for the fighting between those two. 34% of Americans say that Hamas is most to blame. Just 6% place most of the blame on Israel. But 47% blame both sides equally. And as you know, as we often see in our poll questions, sort of behind those numbers are some real partisan differences. 54% of Republicans blame Hamas, but among Democrats, 55% blame both sides equally. So some disagreement there between Republicans and Democrats.
And what about the independents? Do they go one way or another necessarily?
About half of them blame both sides equally, and about a third blame Hamas. So their views aren't too much different from what we see among Americans overall. We also asked about the president's handling of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. He gets a very low approval rating on handling this, just 33% approve, 50% disapprove. And as you might imagine, there are some real differences. 71% of Republicans disapprove, but more than half of Democrats approve.
All right. And then and that's just on the president's handling of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. What about the president's job performance overall?
Well, overall, it really is stuck in negative territory, and it has been for most of the year. Just 41% of Americans approve of the job President Obama is doing. Even more, 50% disapprove. And as I said, these are the kind of numbers we've seen all year long. The president's approval rating is underwater, so to speak, more negative than positive, and he just hasn't been able to break out of that mold for the last 6 months or so.
Sarah, you know, you guys, I know you work so efficiently in numbers and data. Can you remember, you and your staff, the last time over the last couple of administrations that you had a president that wasn't in kind of these negative perception numbers in your polling? Because to us, it seems like it's been a while over the last several years.
It's been a while. Certainly when President Obama first took office, his approval ratings were much more positive than they are now. And as the years have worn on and there have been conflicts with Congress and there have been complicated events overseas and certainly the 2010 health care law, these things have all and continued negativity about the economy, which I think has been very important. Those have dragged his approval ratings down. But other presidents have had similar situations. Certainly George W. Bush's approval rating was quite low as a result of the war in Iraq. So, we've seen this kind of downward slide before for other presidents as their terms continue on.
Number three
this week on our talk radio review, focusing on the Russians, what's going on in Ukraine, situation in Western Europe with sanctions, et cetera, et cetera. Here, our host Steve Scott and his partner talking to Eric Bradner from Politico.com. They discuss the Russian response to the sanctions that came from the United States and from Europe.
First of all, if you would, explain for us in layman's terms, what exactly is Russia blocking?
Yeah, so Russia is blocking basically all meat and fruits from the United States and Europe. So we're talking primarily about chicken, for example. The United States sells a lot of chicken into Russia. And then some things that might surprise you, like almonds and peanuts. Basically, you know, Russia is a billion-dollar market for the United States, for farmers. And they're saying that you will no longer be allowed to sell these products into our country. And the reason they're doing that is to retaliate for these sanctions that we've heard about the United States and Europe levying over the last few weeks and months.
So this is significant. It's actually a pretty big deal.
It is. Now, it's a bigger deal for Europe. Russia is a huge market for European farmers. For the United States, this is actually only about 1% of what they export every year. So the impact isn't going to come for all farmers, but it's going to be primarily limited to chicken farmers, to peanut and almond farmers, soybean farmers, like I mentioned. So, but yeah, it's definitely a big deal. It's a big deal for the companies that have been doing business in Russia for some time. It's not going to be a huge surprise because Russia has a pretty long history of coming up with various kind of made up reasons to block agriculture exports from other countries. But yeah, I mean it's definitely a big market for farmers that they're not going to have access to anymore.
Let's look at the other side. Will it possibly hurt the Russian people?
Yeah, absolutely. So Russia imports 40% of its food, which is a lot. I mean, that puts them in the top five in the entire world. And what that means is it's possible that Russia could run into a pretty serious food shortage because of this. That's actually what the White House said earlier today. A couple of White House officials said that this is going to be more of a penalty for Russia's economy than it is for the United States. Now, what Russia can do is say, okay, Brazil, we want more of your meat. New Zealand, we want more of your cheese. And to sort of make up for it that way, but that only goes so far. And so, yeah, this could actually lead to some pretty serious food shortages there, to some inflation in the prices of food in Russia. So it could be problematic for the people who live there.
Now, we hear the U.S. may ask the World Trade Organization to block the Russian blockade. Can they do that?
Right, they can. Now, the question is, Russia announced that they're doing this for a year. It would typically take the World Trade Organization longer to rule in a case than that, so Russia might do this for long enough to really agitate the United States and Europe and then, you know, like throw up its hands and say, oh, we're not doing it anymore. But yeah, the United States and Europe are both signaling that they're open to asking the World Trade Organization to tell Russia, no, you can't do this. This is not, because you're angry about sanctions isn't a legitimate reason to block food imports. And, you could order Russia to either open its markets back up or could say, okay, United States, you can retaliate with some of your own restrictions.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi to the folks listening in Austin, Texas, and Milwaukee, and Indianapolis, and Raleigh, Providence, Norfolk, Nashville, down in the Palm Beaches, Greensboro, Jacksonville, Memphis, Hartford. How do you do? Doug Steffen here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. We have two to go. Number two, in fact, up next here. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for
me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Scared of going to the dentist? Did you know drinking BuzzBox Coffee can help you reduce your trips to the dentist and thus save you money? BuzzBox Coffee is complex and it contains naturally occurring compounds like caffeine. It also includes trigonelline, and recent studies have shown it helps defend your pearly whites as it has antibacterial and anti-adhesive properties. This means that trigonelline helps stop cavity-causing bacteria from sticking to your teeth. So now you have another great reason to get what's truly the best of the best coffee. That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and it helps support my Eastley farm. Taste the difference and make a difference one cup at a time by getting delicious BuzzBox coffee. To experience your free pound, call today, 866-456-7805, or just go to DougSteffen.com, click on the BuzzBox orange box on any page at DougSteffen.com.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In the 1970s, baseball leagues for kids started using aluminum bats to save money and to increase safety. Wooden bats can become dangerous projectiles when they splinter and fly through the air. Aluminum bats don't do that. Despite the injuries that have been prevented by aluminum bats, manufacturers of these bats have been sued in recent years by lawyers who argue that the bats are defective. Why? Because they can hit a ball faster than wooden bats. In one case, lawyers convinced the jury that a bat maker should pay nearly $1 million to the family of a boy hit by a line drive. Yet, after an appeal, the verdict was overturned, and a federal court has said there's no proof that aluminum bats are any more dangerous than wooden ones. Let's be fair. The next thing we know, these lawyers will want leagues to use foam rubber bats. But baseball involves risk, just like everything else in life. And lawsuits like this won't make baseball better, just more expensive. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number two.
Number two item this week on the talk radio countdown focuses on the Ebola outbreak. Earlier in the week on my Good Day program, I played some comments from Sanjay Gupta for Dr. Ron Hoffman, who's a regular on my program, to get his take on the Ebola virus and the secret serum that may be able to cure this virus.
The medicine apparently was flown in. It's something that needs to be kept at sub-zero temperatures. It was flown into Liberia. The background is that it had never been used in a human before, so this wasn't something that they really had much in terms of details about, didn't know if it was going to work or not. It had to be flown in sub-zero temperatures and thawed out naturally, not administering any heat, and that's relevant because what happened after that was kind of extraordinary. Dr. Brantley said that the first dose should go to Ms. Whitehall because he was younger and thought he was going to be more likely to recover. They were thawing it out for her, and during that time period, he had a sudden deterioration. He started to have labored breathing. The rash that was associated with Ebola became much worse. And as you say, he thought he was going to die. He said as much to the healthcare professionals around him. At that point, the medicine that was now thawed was brought to him. It was administered to him through an IV. And within 20 minutes to an hour, according to our sources, he had a near complete reversal of his symptoms.
All right. Breathing got better. Ron, let's talk about the immune system, how it's
activated and whether or not this drug, which is made by a San Diego company, is nothing more than an immune system enhancer.
Well, yeah, the drug in question, it's actually a cocktail of what are called monoclonal antibodies, which are the body's defense against infection. Mm-hmm. And the analogy is a little bit with, you see pictures on TV of Israeli missile strikes that are precision targeted toward, they won't take out the building. They'll take out the one window in the building where the sniper is firing from.
Right.
That's a little bit the way these targeted monoclonal antibodies attack viruses. So they made a very, very impressive cocktail of different monoclonal antibodies. By the way, this is extremely expensive. These types of drugs are an order of magnitude more expensive than conventional antibiotics, where antibiotics may cost a couple of $100 for a course of treatment. These may cost $20,000 to $50,000 for a course of treatment.
Right.
So this is highly experimental. This is an opportunity to test the proposition that we can invent drugs that can eradicate killer diseases. And I'm very impressed with the technological accomplishment, because this was the first try. It theoretically worked in animals. They tried it on humans, and apparently it reversed the course of the disease repeatedly in these two victims.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item this week, according to folks at Talkers, is the situation in Israel, or in the Middle East, actually, between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and the conflict with Hamas. And as the week ended, a ceasefire was broken by the rockets running into southern Israel. The announcement was made that the ceasefire, which was supposed to remain into effect until 8 o'clock local time, was violated. The media is still working on it. It just shows what the Hamas group is all about, in my opinion anyway. Let's listen to a couple of different points of view on this, a couple of different discussions. Host Charlie Parker with Middle East correspondent Kimberly Adams, they discussed the ceasefire as it went into effect.
Just exactly where are we now as we get ready to head into a third day on the 72-hour truce?
I wish we had better news to report about this story, which is pretty sad. According to the reports out of the talks, the is still quite far apart in that they don't seem to be agreeing on one of the key points. The Israeli government has look, if we're going to have a lasting ceasefire, we want Hamas unarmed. We want Gaza demilitarized. And that is something that Hamas is absolutely refusing to do. The Palestinian delegation that's here in Cairo for these talks is saying that they want the blockade, the ongoing blockade of the Gaza Strip to be and to allow more movement of goods and people back and forth across the border, particularly the one with Egypt. But again, Egypt and Israel want guarantees that any materials going into Gaza just won't be appropriated by Hamas.
Again, no agreement, but Israel is on record as saying they're willing to extend the negotiations that are currently underway. But Hamas's political leader, I think, tweeted late last night, there's no agreement whatsoever to extend this truce beyond a third day.
That's correct, Charlie. And basically, Hamas has said that they aren't terribly inclined to extend the ceasefire if there's no actual movement. Now, in the past, in this conflict, Israel has unilaterally declared ceasefires that sometimes for a few hours, sometimes not. And so we could see that happening again. Keeping in mind that Israel seems to be going into these negotiations from a position of strength in that they've knocked out about two-thirds of Hamas's rocket-firing capabilities, according to the Israeli military, as well as destroyed a lot of those cross-border tunnels that Hamas was using for attacking Israel.
Hi. Another point of view discussed on our program hosted by Richard Dixon talks about an op-ed written by former President Carter, which criticized Israel for their part in this conflict.
Jimmy Carter and the former president of Ireland, someone by the name of Mary Robinson, they wrote a piece on foreignpolicy.com. The article called the current conflict a, quote, humanitarian catastrophe, end quote, and while acknowledging Hamas's indiscriminate targeting of Israelis focused its criticism on Israel. There is no humane or legal justification for the way the Israeli Defense Forces are conducting this war, they wrote. Israeli bombs, missiles, and artillery have pulverized large parts of Gaza, including thousands of homes, schools, and hospitals. In other words, the places where they were keeping the rockets. They said deliberate attacks on civilians constitute war crimes on both sides, and then noted far fewer Israelis had been killed in the fighting. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu was dead on this point. Dead on this point. Seriously? They went above and beyond the call of duty to avoid hitting civilians, and the Palestinians went above and beyond the call of duty to make sure that civilians got hit. I mean, Palestinian civilians got hit. They put them in harm's way, told them not to leave or move when they got the leaflets, when they saw the troops, when they heard the bombs. No, no, you stay here. We need martyrs. Benjamin Netanyahu says 90% of the casualties could have been avoided on the Palestinian side had they just wanted to avoid them, had they just tried to avoid them, but they didn't want to. They needed dead bodies. I got to tell you something, it's 1,800 people, and the only people they brought around to their side were Jimmy Carter and Mary Robinson, because, you know, most of America is on the side of the Jews in this one. Most of America sides with the IDF on this case, guys. The two elders, goes on the article on Fox News, also pushed the West to formally recognize Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, but is considered a terror group by the U.S. Not just the U.S., by the way. Virtually every other civilized country on the face of the earth recognizes Hamas as a terrorist group.
Want to tell us what you think is the big topic of the week? The poll at DougStephan.com focuses on all 10 of the items on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So tell us which one is the most important one for you. In the meantime, thanks for being here for this hour of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Stephan. The Talk Radio Countdown show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Ken.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.